With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. When it comes to finally ending the war in Ukraine...
Wouldn't that be beautiful? Wouldn't that be beautiful? Wouldn't that be beautiful?
President Trump in last night's speech to a joint session of Congress saying that both sides, Ukraine and Russia, now indicate they're ready for peace talks. It was a wide-ranging speech with Mr. Trump proclaiming, America is back. The president defending his imposition of tariffs on China, Canada, and Mexico.
Tariffs are not just about protecting American jobs. They're about protecting the soul of our country.
And Mr. Trump says reciprocal tariffs will take effect April 2nd. Whatever they tariff us, we will tariff them, in the president's words. He says it all it took to fix the border crisis was a new president willing to enforce the law. The Democrat response to the president's address delivered by Michigan Senator Alyssa Slotkin.
We just went through another fraught election season. Americans made it clear that prices are too high and that the government needs to be more responsive to their needs.
Democrat heckling throughout the president's address, with one disruptive lawmaker standing up, shaking a walking stick and screaming, having to be removed from the chamber by the sergeant at arms. Also at SRNNews.com, strong storms have killed two people in Mississippi, ripping the roofs off an apartment building and a nursing home in Oklahoma, and threatening communities across the Deep South as well as the Midwest. All of that wicked weather now moving to the east. China planning a major boost in its military spending, a 7.2% increase this year. That matches last year's spending hike. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 180 points. The Nasdaq ahead 40. The S&P is trading 21 points higher. This is SRN News. The governor of New Jersey wants to recruit abortionists.
Democrat Phil Murphy has submitted his budget to the legislature, and it includes $2 million to try and convince abortion doctors in other states to come to New Jersey to ply their trade. Murphy says, quote, "With this program, we're going to attract doctors and medical professionals from across the nation to come and join us in the Garden State." His budget also includes $50 million to pay for abortions and to stockpile abortifacient drugs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Senate has rejected legislation aimed at barring males from competing against females in school sports. Democrats united against the bill and managed to stop it from advancing. Transgenderism in the schools has become an important topic for voters, and Republicans warn that Americans will remember what Senate Democrats did at the next election. President Trump signed an executive order last month giving federal agencies wide latitude to ensure entities that receive federal money do not allow boys to invade girls' sports. The tax man going on a diet.
The IRS is drafting plans to cut its workforce by as much as half through a mix of layoffs, attrition, and buyouts. The federal tax collector employs roughly 90,000 workers across the United States. People of color make up 56% of the workforce, and women represent 65%. The IRS has already laid off about 7,000 probationary employees. Along with most federal employees, IRS employees have also been offered deferred resignation program buyouts. Although IRS employees involved in the 2025 tax season were told earlier this month that they would not be allowed to accept a buyout offer until mid-May, after the taxpayer filing deadline. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A convicted killer will face a firing squad in South Carolina, the first such execution in the U.S. in 15 years. It's set for Friday. The inmate chose a firing squad over other execution methods. More details, SRNNews.com.